Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skinner's Simple Man, that can only mean one thing on this radio program, and that is all things self-proclaimed Simple Man, and that means all things Bill O'Reilly, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, I'm pretty worked up today. I've been worked up for a while. In 201 days, we will have what I believe is an inflection point for the country. The most pivotal election in our lifetime. And we now find ourselves at a point, both on the world stage and in this country, that I never thought we would get to. I never thought we'd have a president on trial for something that happened over 8 years ago, whose statute of limitations were run out. And we have a local New York DA trying to use federal criminal statutes to go after the presidential candidate. Now, I'm going to be a very generous host today, and I'm going to let you pick whichever topic you want to start with, but I'd like to get your comments on both. How are you, by the way?
To quote Kenny Loggins, I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. I'm fine. Back from...
By the way, nobody needs to worry about O'Reilly. O'Reilly's good at taking care of O'Reilly.
Self-reliance. We have mugs at BillO'Reilly.com that say that.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
So when I was over in Europe last week in Malta, a very fascinating place, wrote a column on it, I was asking people, because I did have breakfast with the defense minister over there, and this goes right into the Israeli-Iran situation. And Malta is the smallest country in the EU, but obviously people in Europe pay attention. And I asked him two questions. I said, well, what's the consensus of among the Maltese about Joe Biden? And he looked at me kind of blankly, and he goes, well, he's not really a factor here. There's not a lot of discussion, not a lot of media on him. I said, well, what about Trump? He goes, divided. the Maltese liked Trump's foreign policy because there wasn't this kind of a threat. It didn't exist in those 4 years, and you can extend that to Ukraine. But they don't like his stance on global warming. Global warming is big in Europe. I thought that was very interesting. So I'm not sure that Biden even knows, and I'm not saying this in any kind of cheap shot way, but I'm not sure that Biden even knows the extent of the Iranian villainy. I just don't think he understands it.
Okay, Bill. Now, hang on a second, and I'm not interrupting you, but I really need clarification here.
Okay,
you're telling me that the president of the United States of America does not understand, because it's not a very complex thing that he must understand here.
Right.
That the mullahs in Iran that chant "Death to America, Death to Israel," that have been the number one state sponsor of terror, that have fought proxy wars through the Houthi rebels in Yemen, that have been supplying Hezbollah with rockets to fire into Israel for how many years now, and that literally their Quds forces and their Iranian Revolutionary Guards forces not only helped plan the attack on October 7th that killed 1,200 Israelis, which would be the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans in a day based on their population size. You're telling me that this president does not know the danger that is Iran? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think he's able to calibrate it, and let me point to something that happened on Monday.
Oh, my God. Do you know how scary that is?
Yeah, I'm well aware how scary it is. So he meets with the prime minister of Iraq. Now, traditionally, Iraq and Iran are enemies. They fought a war. They hate each other. But now the Iranians have infiltrated Iraq to the extent that the prime minister's got to watch his butt every day because there are Sunnis that would do him in. And so you would think that that would be that Iraq prime minister and Biden would have a dual press conference about Iran, right? Wouldn't you? The attack took place Saturday. This meeting's taking place on Monday. Wouldn't you think that they would have a joint press conference, Hannity?
I would think, yes, but Mr. O'Reilly, sir.
Right. Anybody. You got the Prime Minister of Iraq in the White House. You got the press, the worldwide press sitting there, and you don't have a press conference on it?
On Saturday night, Joe Biden didn't even address the American people and has not addressed them since.
So you're making,
what happened?
Yeah, you're making my point. He doesn't know. And let me give you another one that you used on your television broadcast. When he's sitting next to the prime minister of Iraq, he can't even summarize what they talked about 10 minutes earlier. He's got to read it off a card.
And by the way, when he reads, they actually put in big letters, pause.
Right.
Did you see the moment when he reads pause?
And we reported on the No Spin News, my TV broadcast. But when you put the puzzle together and the evidence is overwhelming, there is the president of the United States and he's there visible and he cannot assimilate information. So Blinken and Sullivan, Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, are in charge. They are making the decisions. Now, I do not believe that they have told Netanyahu, you cannot respond to Iran. I believe what they have told him is, give us a heads up on the response, make it something that is not going to start World War III, because that's going to boomerang back on you. You're the first target in the Muslim world. And they use the word proportionally. I think that's what's in play. Biden's not going to go out and tell Israel, don't reply to Iran. He's not going to do that. If he were going to do that, he would have said that when Israel killed the 7 Revolutionary Guard members 2 weeks ago, which prompted this attack by Iran on Israel, he would have said something, then he said nothing. But for our purposes here in the United States, it is beyond any reasonable doubt, Hannity, that we have a president who is incapable of understanding complicated situations. He cannot understand them.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. Israel says they will retaliate against Iran, and there are a lot of risks for them to do so. I don't think they have any option, Bill, because this had never happened before, and if they don't respond, they're only inviting further aggression. And I think the only thing people in a lot of these countries, these bully countries, these countries that are sympathetic and support terrorism and the radical ideology underlying their terrorism, they only understand strength, Bill. And here's the saddest part to me, and maybe the lowest point of Biden's presidency, and there are a lot of low points in my mind, and that is that Joe Biden has now abandoned the war on terrorism, both in Israel's battle against Hamas and Hezbollah. They're fighting a two-front war. Most people are not aware of the Northern Front, Lebanon, and Hezbollah. And now they are going to have to go it alone with Iran. And I will tell you that Bill O'Reilly, to hear our president not support them, is, to me, it is so beneath. It is such an he's abdicating the role of the United States as the leader of the free world. I'm not saying to send troops, Bill. I'm not even saying to send money. The Israelis just want to buy weapons from us, and we ought to give them that and the moral support and approval to that. And our message should be clear and unambiguous. Go win your war on terrorism, because if 40,000 Americans died in one day in this country, I think America would fight like it's never fought before. And if they didn't fight, whoever was president would be out within weeks.
Look, Biden is not going to take a leadership role in this, and it's not going to happen. So we ought to be in the real world here. The Israelis, there are many different ways they can respond to this attack, all right? And Mossad is a pretty effective intelligence agency, and the CIA is helping Israel. Americans should know that. The American intelligence agencies, the CIA, the NSA, they're helping. They knew this attack was coming days before. The Israelis were prepared for it.
Hey, Bill, my sources told me on Thursday of last week that it was likely Friday, but it may be Saturday.
And you reported that, and that's true. The United States is supporting Israel, but you're not going to get a leadership profile from Joe Biden.
Well, slow down a second. They are not supporting Israel's the need to respond and retaliate.
Well,
if Israel doesn't retaliate, Bill, you have now basically given a green light for more of these attacks by the number one state sponsor of terror. Israel needs to hit them hard. I see two options that I would put on the table. Number one, they'd probably need the U.S. help, and that would be the bunker buster bombs that would be necessary to take out their nuclear sites. If the world doesn't take out those sites before they get nuclear weapons, my prediction is they will get them and they will use them because their ideology will compel them to do so, convert or die. Number two, and probably the best option that Israel can do on their own, is to take out their financial resources, which would be their refineries, knock them out. That they can do on their own without any help from the U.S.
You have to be cautious here. And I'm not going to say, no, you're wrong, but I think we don't have, you and me, enough data to really make a singular judgment on what should happen. Because...
Well, you do agree... Wait, but you do agree that If Israel does not retaliate, that you are emboldening Iran.
You got to do it
Iran.
Without unintended consequences that make the situation even worse. So China gets most of its oil from Iran. You bomb the Iranian refineries, then you got a problem with China. Okay? And that has to be taken into consideration. So I don't know. I mean, I'm more of a Trump person in retaliation. Now, what does that mean? So if you read Killing the Killers, because I've I think I've researched this as thoroughly as anybody in the world. Trump did not want war at a high level overseas. You would agree with that, right?
I'd agree, but he also,
okay,
you know, wiped out the caliphate.
No,
and he did it. And he did it in very short order.
And he was very effective in dismantling ISIS, but he didn't want nation against nation. And he, to this day, says, if I were president, you wouldn't have Ukraine. Putin wouldn't have done that. That's what Trump says. And Trump is very clear. He doesn't want nation against nation in a war circumstance. Well, what Trump did very effectively and quietly, unusual for Trump, was that he brought in a number of military options to destroy a fairly sophisticated operation, ISIS. He killed them all the leadership. And again, Killing the Killers is the book to read if you want to know how he did it. That option exists today. You can pretty much assassinate every major Iranian leader. It's not like Putin. All right, the Iranians are vulnerable to that. Putin's not. You never see him. He's not visible. He controls everything around him. Iran doesn't. Remember?
Let me tell you what I do know, too, and I've got to run after this. You and I could talk about this all day.
Right.
Is Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the Emirates, Egypt, they all want Iran knocked out. Because and that was the beauty that Trump was able to pull off, and very few people knew it, that he created an alliance between all of these countries against Iranian hegemony in the region.
Right.
And none of them want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. All right. All things simple, man. Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Welcome back. Glad you had a good vacation, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
800-941-SEAN. Our number will hit the phones when we come back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, when cool stuff does occasionally happen in Washington and somebody steps up and just utterly destroys somebody, you got to play it, and we got to just let you know, oh, there's a little hope in the world. Such a moment came yesterday with Senator Josh Hawley going right after Jennifer Granholm over presiding over institutionalized corruption within her department, and then right to her face calls on her to resign. Listen.
On the board of directors at Proterra, you made millions, CNN reports, and stock options at Proterra. Then you promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as energy secretary.
Sir,
was that one of the stocks that you sold?
This is so, I mean, really.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold? Yes,
no,
really.
No.
You were presiding over institutionalized corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act. It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the Energy Department. Is it you, or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires who fund the conferences you go to? Since you don't know the stocks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help you.
Mr. Chairman.
One of them is Hans-Jörg Weiss, a Swiss billionaire who has used various dark money front groups.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Various dark money front groups to funnel foreign money into American politics. He has used the Berger Action Fund, $20 million, that then sent money to the Fund for a Better Future, that then sent money to the Climate Power Group that has funded conferences you've attended. Do you know who this is? Do you think it's a good idea to attend conferences by foreign billionaires?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the stocks. You don't know the billionaires. You would take no responsibility. Meanwhile, your energy department, executives in your energy department are trading stocks in companies that they have direct oversight over, and you were too. Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares. It is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change. And frankly, you should go.
Another great moment from yesterday, Merrick Garland. Now, they're having all these meetings. For example, they had Mayorkas in. They have Merrick Garland in. This is all about funding at this point, and every department wants their, quote, fair share. Senator Kennedy, probably one of my favorite senators because he's so damn smart and funny at the same time. But he's asking Merrick Garland a question, and he won't answer Senator Kennedy's question about why the DOJ let the statute of limitations run out on Hunter Biden so he couldn't be prosecuted. He won't answer that question. Listen.
Mr. Hunter Biden did not pay taxes on $1 million in 2014 and 2015. And he deducted payments from his income tax for personal expenses when he did file. For hookers, for a Lamborghini, for strip clubs, for sex clubs, for porn website memberships. Why did the Department of Justice let the statute of limitations run?
As you well know, Senator.
So you can't prosecute?
As you well know, Senator, that investigation is being conducted by Mr. Weiss, who was appointed by President Trump to be the U.S. Attorney in Delaware. Much of the investigation you're talking about occurred during the previous administration under Mr. Weiss.
I mean, every once in a while, you got to give props. Props to Josh Hawley, props to Senator Kennedy for doing the right thing. All right, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Barbara, our friend in Maryland. Barbara, hi, how are you? It's been a while. Welcome back. Glad you called.
Thanks for taking my call, Sean. It has been a while. Your lines are so busy. It's hard getting through to you. So I feel
you miss me, though, so you keep trying. I do appreciate it. You've been a friend of this program for a long time, although occasionally you've been wrong, only occasionally.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're right today about what's happening with Israel. And as far as our president not knowing, it's called dementia. I think it's time that people just face the facts about that. Something needs to be done about him before he gets us all killed. I was surprised the day after Iran launched all of those missiles at Israel, into Israel, what they were trying to do. I was surprised the next day that their Navy wasn't demolished, their Air Force demolished, and the oil refineries burning. That would have been decisive, it would have stopped all this speculation about, oh, don't respond. I'm getting so sick of this weak approach to the situation. I don't think it can be approached that way, Sean. I think they need to take the bull by the horns and should have done it already.
Well, I think Israel needs time. I think it probably has been a little bit of a shock that Joe Biden and the United States of America abandoned the war on terrorism and they did it for pure political expediency and ambition. I bet that is beyond disappointing. I mean, did you ever have a close friend just kind of stab you in the back and it kind of takes your breath away and you never expected it, but it happens? We've all experienced that, right? I mean, this has now happened on a pretty spectacular level. I mean, the fact that we have a president of the United States that doesn't have the moral clarity to understand that, number one, Israel needs to win its war. It's not our war. It's their war. They acknowledge that. They've never asked for one boot on the ground. They're not asking for anything other than our support. And our support would come in the form of helping them build up their ammunitions. And even if we sell it to them, they certainly need to be able to defend themselves. And from a moral standpoint, you would think that that's not a hard decision for an American president, the so-called leader of the free world. This president has abdicated that role. And I don't think it should be a tough moral quandary or dilemma for the United States president to say that Israel has every right to respond to the 300, quote, missile attacks that they were able to fight back on Saturday night. That's a no-brainer, too. But based on the history of radical appeasement of Obama and Biden in Obama's term as president, and Biden literally helping to make the Iranian mullahs rich again, I guess we really shouldn't be surprised that he will not support Israel and their right to defend their country against an unprovoked attack. You know, this is the number one state sponsor of terror. They have been promoting all of Israel's enemies. They have been arming all of Israel's enemies. They've been coordinating attacks, including the attacks on October 7th that took the lives of 1,200 Israelis and hundreds others taken hostage, many of those killed, others raped, many still being held today. This should not be a moment of moral ambiguity. This should be a moment of moral clarity. What is our aim? Victory. Victory at all costs against a monstrous tyranny. You know, all I have to offer is blood, toil, tears, and sweat. That's all we need to do. And we ought to be supporting, you know, Joe Biden has basically now emboldened terrorism in the form of Hamas and in the form of Iran. And that is an embarrassing but yet sad, pathetic moment for the world and for this country. And that is why what happens in 201 days is going to freaking matter. I hope people are paying attention. All right. We love you, Barbara. God bless you. I think I left you speechless. All right. Quick break. Right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
Back to our busy phones. Dave in New Jersey. Dave, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for taking my call.
I bet. What's on your mind?
The reason I called is President Trump's current court case in Manhattan. On yesterday morning, driving to work, I listened to CBS News radio, the recap out of New York City, and
you ought to be listening to our flagship, the all-new AM 710 WOR. You'll get a lot more truth and information from them.
I understand that, but I also listen to mainstream media because I like to hear what they report and, more importantly, what they often don't report. And that's really what I'm calling about. They reported that the judge threatened to put President Trump in jail if he was not in court and instead decided to attend a Supreme Court case in Washington next Thursday. And while
it's repulsive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important to most Americans, but I don't think that's something that the average Joe like I can relate to, because I don't have skin in the game in regards to the Supreme Court. Yes.
But I think you describe yourself as an average Joe. I kind of consider myself the same thing. Okay. My job I do publicly. Your job, you work just as hard in whatever field of endeavor you're in privately. I think the average Joe can understand this. It makes sense that, okay, that's a Supreme Court case. There's a conflict, and certainly the president should have a right to be there for oral arguments. Just like he should, it shouldn't be a question about whether or not he can attend his son Barron's high school graduation.
Right. Well, and that's the thing I want to talk about, is because they did not report on the fact that the judge threatened President Trump with jail again if he chose to attend his son's high school graduation. And that, I believe, is something that most Americans can relate to.
Did they mention on this broadcast that the judge donated to Joe Biden? Did they mention that based on the law in New York that the judge should have recused himself? I've read the law many times. I won't regurgitate that here. Did they mention that either?
Well, of course, they're rhetorical questions, and you know the answer to that. Of course not. But my point is, Sean, that most Americans can relate to a high school graduation, whether you were the graduate or you have a child or loved one graduating. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It cannot be recreated or relived. And for the judge to threaten the president like that, that's unconscionable. And I think most Americans, regardless of their political persuasion, would relate to that. What I'm asking, what I'm proposing, is that people like me who listen to you, we know this. We've heard about it. But there are millions of Americans who are not aware of it because they listen to mainstream media. So I'm suggesting, because you do great montages of the mainstream media's talking points, the Democrat talking points, and they parrot the same words. So any Republican or Trump supporter that has a broadcast on mainstream, whether it be TV, radio, podcast, regardless of the topic, that they work into it, what this judge threatened the president with. Because if that word gets out to the vast public, the millions of Americans who haven't heard it, I'm sure it will sway some votes.
I'll add one thing to what you're saying, and what you're saying is very smart. And the one thing that I would add to it is that while all of the other people that will be involved in this case and testifying in this case are out there all over TV, this president doesn't have his freedom of speech rights. He's been muzzled. He's been silenced. He's been threatened with jail if he dares talk about the case. That's unfair, too. You make too much sense to actually ever be an elected official, but I'd say you'd be a good one if you ever tried. Dave, New Jersey, thank you for listening to AM 710 WOR. We appreciate it, okay? 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, you know what the Biden administration is doing. Joe talked about it yesterday. They want to tax you to the brink. They want 87,000 new IRS agents to harass you. They want to control you with a digital dollar. The government would then know every penny you dare spend and what you spend it on. Forget about privacy rights. And that's why there are thousands and thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans opting out of the system, diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. Now, if you've been following the price of gold and silver, they have been hitting record high after record high after record high because most people rightly see that the Biden economy is getting into very dangerous territory. Now, that's where my friends at Gold Co. come in. Now, I what was it, 6 months ago, Linda, 8 months ago, you know, I made a pretty good purchase over at Gold Co. Ever since I was saving money, when I was able to start saving money in my late 20s, I've always put a portion of my savings into gold and silver. I have never regretted it, and I never regret dealing with Gold Co. They're the seven-time Inc. 5000 winner. They've placed a whopping $2.5 billion plus in gold and silver. They'll walk you through the process. They'll give you any information you might want or need before you decide for yourself, but I've been glad with all of my investments in gold and silver. Anyway, right now they're even offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. Call our friends at Gold Co. now, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. They'll tell you how you can get started. Tell them I sent you to qualify for the up to $10,000 in bonus silver. That's Gold Co., 855-815-GOLD. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.